Well, would you please take your brown hymnal, and we'll turn to number 9 this evening and begin by singing, "Come thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace." Number 9.
I will praise him. we love you. Hallelujah, we love you, O Lord.
Number 36, if we need the words. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for the opportunity we have to gather together tonight in your name. We thank you that you have promised that as we do so, that you will come to meet with us. And we claim that promise tonight, that through the power and presence of your Holy Spirit, you would come and that you would work in our hearts, that you would have your way in our time together, that we would worship you in a manner of which you are worthy. And when we leave this place tonight, we would be changed because we have had an encounter with the living God. We thank you. We thank you for your Son. And tonight we just
want to say that we love you. We're so thankful for Jesus, who left the glories of heaven and came to earth to die for us. And so our hearts are just full of thanksgiving this night. We thank you that in Jesus we can find all that we are in need of. And so you know the different needs represented here in this meeting tonight, those that are tired, those that are not feeling well, those that are anxious. But we thank you that out of the fullness of your Son, there has been provision made for everything that we are in need of. Out of the fullness of Jesus, there is grace upon grace upon grace. Teach us, Lord, to rest in your love for us. Teach us to receive what you have for us. Help us to receive all that you have for us this night. Amen. This summer, I've been interested in looking at the history of different revivals that have taken place. And there's one that came to mind as we were sitting here because of the songs that we were singing. And it is the Welsh Revival. It took place in the early 1900s. And the thing that came to mind was, so the Welsh Revival, I haven't looked recently, but there were, I guess, in about 2 months, about 70,000 people came to be saved and came to give their hearts to Jesus. And over the course of the year, they would say about 100,000 came to be saved. And that meeting started in a very small church gathering where the pastor stood up and asked for testimonies. And nobody said anything. and so sometimes maybe you go to a church where it feels like that a little bit. You say, does anyone have something they'd like to say for Jesus? And it's just silent. And it was just so quiet. And it was supposed to be a prayer meeting, but they were supposed to start by just saying, well, what does Jesus mean to you? And someone got up finally and started to talk about how their week had gone. And so he said, we'll hear about that later. But right now, I just want to know what Jesus means to you. And it was silent again. And then a little girl stood up. I have her name somewhere. I only came to mind as we were singing. But a little girl stood up, and there it is. It said, February 1904, a prayer meeting. Some tried to speak eventually, but the pastor said, no, let's focus on Jesus. And then suddenly a young girl stood to her feet and said softly with a trembling voice, I love the Lord Jesus with all my heart. And there was a man there in that prayer meeting who was a journalist. And so he, when all this took place, he started to write down what the things that were happening. And he said, the passion of what that little girl said acted like an electric shock upon the congregation. One after another rose and made the full surrender. And the news spread like wildfire from place to place that revival had broken out, that souls were being brought into the Lord. And so I think about that sometimes. It just took, well, that's not true. But there was a little girl who was willing to stand up and say, I love Jesus with all my heart. And then it just swept through the room. And to think of what God was able to do through that testimony of love. So, all that to say, you have opportunity tonight to be free. Whatever the Lord lays in your heart, we can be in silence, and that would be right if that is what God chooses. But if God places something on your heart, well then please feel free to share what he gives to you. And it can be, I want to say as simple, but it's really not simple, is it? It can be as simple or as sincere as just saying, tonight I want to say that I love Jesus with all my heart. And God will take that testimony, and you would marvel. We would all marvel at what he can do with a heart that is just willing and able to say, tonight I love Jesus with all that is within me. And so whether we do that by standing and saying it, or whether we do that through song, or whether you just do it inside your heart, let's make a point tonight in the next few minutes, just let Jesus know that we love him. Wouldn't that please the heart of the Father if we would declare again tonight our love for his Son? So I'd like to sing a chorus with you. We'll just sing, I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you. That sounds good. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you. time.
I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul. Rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise you, Jesus.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. He is the mighty King, Master of everything. Almighty God is He.
Jesus, my Lord, He's the great shepherd, the rock of all ages. Almighty God is He. Bow down before Him, love and adore Him. His name is wonderful, Jesus, my Lord.
Amen. Amen. In 28 minutes, this meeting will come to an end. And we will have a staff meeting. And so if you are not on staff, you are invited to leave and to do so fairly quickly. And if you are on staff, you're invited, and I use that word invited loosely, to remain for a staff meeting. Okay? Now, 27 minutes. We will end on time. We will not end early. Guaranteed. My father, you know, we had these calendars that we would pass out that gave the church schedule. And I always wondered, I said, well, it says Sunday night starts at 7 o'clock, and we always end at 9. It doesn't say it on the, it ends at 9. He said, well, you never know. You never know what God will do in the meeting. So we don't put the end time. We start at 7, and then you see what happens. I can't make any promises for tomorrow, but I feel very strongly the Lord is telling me that this meeting will end at 9 o'clock. Okay?